Hi everyone, I'm Gary Lewis and welcome to the Geo Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about the action of salt when it comes to physical weathering. Now, physical weathering is the breaking down of rock material where the minerals in the rock do not have a chemical change. So it's breaking down large chunks of rock into smaller and smaller and smaller pieces. And physical weathering is taking place all around us all the time. But today I want to talk about the action of salt. Now, common salt, sodium chloride, can be found in many places of our planet. The most common, obviously, is being in the oceans. In some places of our planet, there are the remains of oceans that have evaporated, leaving large salt deposits behind, but we can also find salt just in our average soils. So while most of the things that I'm going to be talking about is the action of salt close to the oceans, the same processes can take place in many other places of our planet wherever salt can be present. So remember I said that physical weathering is the breaking down of the rock with no chemical change taking place. And in this case, what we're going to be talking about is how the crystallization of salt can act as a physical weathering agent. We all know that if you take salt, like table salt, and you put it in water, it dissolves. If you then let that water evaporate, the salt will recrystallize, often the crystals being larger than the original salt crystals that you dissolved into the water. And it's this action of dissolving the salt, then recrystallizing them, that makes salt such an important weathering agent close by the oceans. Ocean water, mostly in the form of spray, we often call that salt spray, gets blown onto the rocks that line the shoreline. When that salt spray evaporates and dries out, then the salt crystals that were dissolved in the water will recrystallize out. If this just took place on the surface of the rocks, then maybe no weathering would take place of the rock itself. But most rocks have got small fissures and fractures and cracks into which that salt spray can penetrate. Then when the liquid dries out, the salt crystals will form in those fractures and cracks and exert a crystallizing pressure within those small spaces. This pressure can then widen those gaps and those spaces. When more spray is added or it rains, those crystals will be redissolved, the liquid working its way even deeper into those cracks and fissures, and when it dries out, the process starts again. The crystals recrystallize, forcing the crack to be wider again. So over a long period of time of getting wet and then drying out and recrystallizing and getting wet and being dried and recrystallized over and over and over again, this can break the rock down. In some rock types, like sandstones, this salt weathering can cause an unusual pattern where we find the rock has numerous little hollows or pits in the rock, and it's referred to as honeycomb weathering. As these little pits form, they are a great place to collect more water the next time the salt spray or some rain comes along, so you get little pools forming in the rocks, allowing more of that water to penetrate into the rock, so when it dries out, you get an accelerated amount of weathering taking place in each of those pits. So over time, the pits get deeper and deeper and deeper, and I've actually seen places where some rocks, the pits are so deep that they've actually hollowed all the way through a layer of the rock. These rocks used to be highly prized as rocks that you put into your fish tank because the holes gave the fish somewhere to hide. As time has gone on, people are no longer going and collecting these honeycomb weathered rocks from the seashore, but are actually creating them by hand by using a drill and drilling the holes into the rocks. As I mentioned earlier, this type of weathering doesn't just take place at the seashore. And in fact, in some places where there's lots of salt in the soil, we see this same salt weathering taking place in the footings of buildings, especially those that are made of a porous material like bricks. After a period of rain, because that rain dissolves any salt that's in the soil, it can be sucked up into the bricks by capillary action. Then when the bricks dry out, the salt recrystallizes and it starts to break the bricks down. And we can often see bricks that are scalding, which means chunks of the bricks are coming off. And it's because of the salt recrystallizing that is now dissolved within the brick. So that's it for this episode, just talking about the action of salt when it comes to physical weathering. But if you want to find out more about these types of geology and earth science topics, then come and check us out at GeoEtc. That's GeoEtc.com. There you will find more geoscience information, classroom activities, posters, and we even lead trips to Hawaii, Iceland, Italy, Australia, and beyond. But for now, keep on rocking.